everybody, and welcome to Radio Radar, episode 104. I put the right number on the sheet this time. I'm Henry Kilbert, the host of the show, and I am here with...
Lorenzo Valoria.
Jan Jones.
Lucas Oliva.
Naturally. That's Did you just, like, stab him
I
your
poked
finger?
Him with my finger. I just meant to point at him, but
Lorenzo, no!
My depth perception was off there. I was just like, touch.
Well, anyway,
we be touching each other. That's what the HR
it's
is.
It's not work appropriate, Henry. I know.
I crossed a line. But, oh my goodness. Oh boy. I cannot wait for Labor Day, huh, guys?
Yay.
You all agree that I can't wait for Labor Day. It's true.
It's been a long, short week.
August.
Yeah, this month has been...
Long, short month.
Yeah.
A lot of just hard bursts quickly. That sounded weird.
Well, then.
We should just
anyway, let's move on.
Top seven.
You know what weeks like this can do is make someone cranky. And... fittingly enough, that is this week's top seven, the top seven crankiest bastards in gaming history.
Written by yourself.
Written by me.
Let's get started with
number seven.
Number seven is Squall Leonhart. Leonhart?
Lionheart?
Did a friend give that to you?
More like shoved it down my throat. Sympathy is a burden I don't need.
What a bitch.
That guy showed her.
Yeah, it sounds kind of sexual.
Oh,
well, I shoved it down my throat.
Oh my god!
That's what Lorenzo.
Weirdly enough,
that's what Lorenzo.
That's what Lorenzo didn't get about what Lucas.
Exactly what I was saying.
God, I'm sorry. You guys can't be on the podcast together. I'm going to say the wrong name.
You're like
time.
One of those dads that you're like my dad. My dad does it. He's like Jared Lorenzo. Hello.
No, my mom did that all the time. I have a brother named Sam, and I would go by Max at home as my nickname. And so she'd go like, Max?
You think that?
Sam?
You think that's weird? My dad would sometimes call me Debbie. I have no sibling. That's my mother.
Oh, wow. That's
See, I come
strange.
From a really unoriginal family where my parents' names are Tom and Joan. My brother was Tom, my sister was Jen, and I was Jan.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's like you didn't actually mess up. It's like Jan. Yeah, it would be like Jan. Okay, let's go on to Squall.
No, Squall. Squall is he's a real dick at least for the first two discs of Final Fantasy VIII. He's supposed to be that way, though, so he can become a good guy by the end of it. Like, while I was trying to look for images of Squall, I kept finding ones of him, like, happy and smiling. I'm like, this is because it's from the last scene in the game. Like, everybody just wants to remember when they last saw him.
The one scene where he actually smiles. Mm.
But he was a sourpuss the whole game before that, and he's, like, this emo dude who... just like, I don't need anybody. Nothing matters.
Lots of dot, dot, dots.
Yeah, dot, dot, dot. People would say, like, so what's going on? He's like, whatever. Whatever.
He's just a wounded child. He's hurt inside. And
well,
he's
like 17.
He needs to heal.
That is one thing I didn't expect to make me feel old, is that, like, the protagonist in games, when I'm, like, 14 years older than them, I'm like, oh, this guy was the grown-up character when I was a kid. Like, Squall was older than me, and now I am much older than Squall.
I never bought into them being teenagers. They don't look
they
like
aren't
teenagers.
17. No, yeah, I think
they're like
they
27.
They are drawn to be in their late 20s, but I think they're like, yeah, they won't be as approachable if we don't say they're 17.
Yeah.
It's like the characters in 90210. They were all like 30 years old.
Yep. It's the reverse of what you see in games like Disgaea, where it's like, well, that looks like an 11-year-old girl in a bikini. No, she's a 1,000-year-old demon. Hello.
Legal.
She can't help how she looks.
Jesus.
Number six.
Number six.
Number six is Chris from Thomas Was Alone. Number six is Chris from Thomas Was Alone.
Too fast.
And deep dislike to the skinny red rectangle. Who the hell did this Thomas think he was?
We'll get it.
So you'll figure it out. You're learning. But Thomas Was Alone. Anybody else played this
yes.
game in here? It's really good.
It's
like,
a great game.
And I think you would enjoy it. And I don't think it would make you motion sick.
Yes. Either.
So it's an experimental puzzle platformer indie game. The most interesting thing about it is how it tells a story, which is like you only play as like rectangles and squares that have different jumping abilities, and that's it. And they have seemingly no personality. But a friendly British narrator tells you all about the characters and explains them like some of them are insecure about their bodies, others are like overconfident. And then there's Chris, who is the first person Thomas meets after waking up alone. And Chris is just a dick. Like, Chris, the second time I've used it's not very original. I've said dick twice now to describe somebody.
Now you've got to do all seven, by the way.
He's kind of a dick. We couldn't. Yep. Never mind.
He's such a cynic. Yeah, he's just a mega cynic. The second Thomas shows up, he's like, Chris was perfectly fine alone. He really hated this Thomas. And then he meets this other guy. What does he think he can do? Jump higher? Well, I was perfectly fine jumping as high as I was going to. Thank you.
And the funny part is, like, Chris's abilities are the most limited out of all the blocks in the game. So he really does need other people. He just does not want to admit it.
That's why he's so cranky. He knows the truth deep in his soul, his square soul.
He knows he's the shortest and fattest of the group and can jump the least. But he
can't get into little tunnels that way. Mm-hmm. So good for him.
He's just the switch pusher. That's all he's good for.
Switch pusher.
Number five. No, I was waiting for a sound effect.
I was waiting for you to announce it.
Oh, sorry. Falco Lombardi.
Gee, I've been saved by Fox. How swell. You're supposed to shoot them all?
Yeah. Falco is a favorite of some people. My little brother loves Falco, of anybody in Star Fox. But yeah, that Falco's just like, he is a dick.
He's just a dick.
No, he's Fox's rival on the Star Fox team. Like, Fox McCloud is in charge, but... Falco is just like, I'm better than you at all this. You're a loser. Like, I'm the real badass here.
Falco thinks he's the hot shot. So, and, you know, he's...
What's the Top Gun analogy here? He's
Iceman? He's Val Kilmer. Yeah, he's Iceman.
Yeah, he's Iceman.
Oh,
yeah.
To Val Kilmer.
Fox's Tom Cruise. I've never seen that movie.
No.
It's okay. It's just a bunch of beach volleyball.
There's like the best homoerotic volleyball scene ever.
And motorcycles. There's no really jets in it.
I think he got an Oscar for that. Best homoerotic volleyball scene.
And its own Cards Against Humanity.
And that was I was really surprised later with Top Gun that like to find out the only person in that film who like came out of the closet was like the female love interest. Like, oh, she's a lesbian. Like, really? Like, this whole thing is gay except for her.
No one else? What? Yeah. There's volleyball.
Also, Falco is a jerk to Slippy all the time, too. Like, when Slippy screws up, which does happen a lot, he goes like, oh, come on, Slippy. Really? We got to save you?
Yeah, who wouldn't be a dick to
I think we've
Slippy,
all
though.
Been mean to Slippy at one point or other. Yeah, that's true.
I think we need to start keeping tabs on how many times we say dick on the show.
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, now I have to read this.
Okay. Pass the notes.
Well, you have to read it out loud,
This is becoming the biggest dicks in gaming.
Should have headlined at that.
Cranky opportunity missed.
Bastards.
But Falco became, like, he was in Smash Brothers Brawl, and everybody loved him, and Melee. He was in Melee also, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was in Melee. I think that was his first.
But he was a favorite in Melee.
Yeah. Though, if leaks are to be believed, ain't no Falco this time.
Oh, what? Look at that. He's got more powerful lasers.
Yeah, he's actually broken. Like, that's his fucking problem.
His lasers are too good.
Number four, Sean Hastings.
Number four.
What are you up to?
What am I up? Who are you? My mum? I've been running traces on the Codex pages.
Who are you?
Yep, that's him. The British guy from Assassin's Creed.
Another British dick. like after Chris. It was, I guess the AIs aren't British. It's just the narrator.
You're projecting on them.
No.
The British.
I think they're all British and Thomas was
It could be
alone.
British cubes.
I think they're all British, yeah.
But I think it's
who in America is named Thomas.
There's some cranky Thodar? People on this list. American cranky people are just like, man, what a jerk. But I feel like with if you put a British accent on it, you're like, that's witty. How witty of him! Like
he's clever.
Cranky,
this person clever?
And
like,
that's definitely the case with Sean.
Sean
very
is,
clever.
He's the comic relief, like 100%. There was no there was no comic relief or comedy in the first Assassin's Creed game. So you can see that he was just created like, we need somebody here to tell a joke. Like, somebody needs to make fun of something here.
Someone needs to lighten the mood, Jesus.
Yeah, because it's just like, yeah, Abstergo's going to take over the world. The end. And then you go into the Animus. It's like, man, that 1100s are shitty. That's it.
Funniest guy in Assassin's Creed 1's the guy who gets his arm cut off. It's like, oh, well... He's the comic relief. It's like, oh, that's depressing.
Oh, yes, so yeah. The shopkeep guy.
I honestly, the guy
who's constantly bitching.
I have honestly forgot about that game. Pretty much all side things. Yeah, he's the pigeon hander. He's like, hey, I got a pigeon. Go stare at that guy. All right.
He's the guy who's like dropping books, just like very threateningly dropping books on his desk.
Ah, right.
Yeah, but yeah, Sean is, I think one of the reasons he's such a jerk is that he wasn't brought up in the Assassin's Guild. Like, he's not part of the cult, really. Like, he was just a Julian Assange type hacker who found out about Abstergo and then just joined the Assassins, asked him to join. Mm-hmm. Like, that was his background.
Also, that's pretty cool.
Also, that the dude is played by the guy who wrote the book Yes Man, which was then made into the Jim Carrey film, so which was about hyper-positivity, seemingly the opposite of being a crank.
Didn't see that movie.
Any other things to say about Sean?
Cool.
Nobody else has other shots on.
I like Sean. Well, he's also kind of insecure because he wants to be a cool, like, awesome offensive assassin like Desmond, but he can't, so he's like, my desk job's just as good, and it's like, aw, Sean.
Really, I'm the one doing any work here.
Oh, baby.
And I did like in Assassin's Creed 3 that he is like, he's kind of the British dude who's there to be like, you know, the American Revolution is more stupid than you think it is. Like, you guys just ripped us off. Like, you were British people fighting British people. Then you said you're America. It's like, he has this great just like speech in there that's just like multiple speeches of just saying like, don't you see how hypocritical your founding fathers were talking about freedom and owning slaves?
Yeah.
He's like, the British people were just fine. They were just soldiers trying to do their job. And then you go kill a bunch of British people. And you're like, oh, well, this seems weird.
I can see why he's defensive. But all right, number three. Larry.
I know who you are.
And I don't give a shit about what happens to you. But if anything happens to my daughter or that little girl you've got with you, you watch your ass.
That never really went anywhere, his concern for Clementine.
Well, you're supposed to be worried about him. But, well, I mean, I guess he cares about Clementine. I always figured Larry just said that because he's like, I suppose I should show worry for this person, too. Or maybe
he doesn't care about Duck.
Well, if he cares, well, he had a daughter. He has a daughter, so maybe he identifies with Clementine as his surrogate daughter.
That's how I imagined it. Like,
he was just busy trying to give himself a heart attack. Like, seriously. He was like trying really hard the entire time, just getting stressed out. And then his daughter's like, you have a heart condition. He's like, I don't give a shit.
I don't care. I'm so angry.
Like, could this possibly come back in a significant way in the plot? I wonder.
Well, he just keeps, like, throwing this out there every time. Like, Lily's way smarter than you guys. Like, if she's the only person here who I'd listen to. And then Lily just has to be like, look, I know he's a dick, but...
he's a dick to literally everyone.
I know he's
Sorry.
A dick, but he's my dad. I mean, he was in the army. His wife died. Like, give him a break. And
he's nice to that one lady. Like, the lady
of the
farmhouse.
Yeah, well, he has also terrible judgment. That's his other thing.
That was a bad call.
Yeah.
Like, that was my favorite. I think that's the funniest moment in episode 2, anyway, where, spoilers for episode 2, when you find out that they're feeding, you're eating humans. Like, people are being served humans at dinner, human meat, that Lee comes in there and jumps in to stop Clementine from doing it. And then Larry's like, ah, fuck you. You're just judging these people. Like, these are good people. Then you just go like, all right, eat up, Larry. And then Larry's dead like 7 minutes later.
Yeah. He gets it good.
Man,
that shocked me.
That was the biggest shock of up to that point in the game where I was just like, what?
I was still like making the decision and then...
I was like, Kenny, what the fuck? And they're like,
oh, yeah.
And
was,
then the,
that was
and then
brutal.
The, and then the, his head is just like caved in. Like, it is like, pulls no punches.
Oh, it's like his jaw is the only
yeah.
part
yeah.
that's left.
And I don't know, like, if you haven't made the decision yet, if you're that close, but I'm there trying to, like, resuscitate this guy, and then I'm doing chest compressions, and then bam! It's like, ah!
Yeah, it's like right in your face.
Yeah.
But it's great.
But again, that shows
it's
you.
It's a shocker. It's good.
If you get too cranky, you know,
you're
gonna cause a lot of stress, and you'll need nitroglycerin pills. There's no nitroglycerin pills in the post-apocalypse.
Yeah.
And you'll end
they
up
they don't manufacture those anymore.
You'll end up having a heart attack and then almost turn into a zombie. So don't be cranky.
Yeah.
Number two.
Number two.
Francis.
I hate vans. I hate planes. I hate the woods. I hate subways. I hate small towns. I hate stairs. I hate elevators. I hate train yards. I hate Ayn Rand. I hate tunnels.
That was pretty good.
That was
that
great.
Was I want that to be my new ringtone.
I think that pretty... You okay?
You just turned beet
red.
Jeez.
Anyway, yeah. Boy, Francis is a dick. yeah. No, Francis from Left 4 Dead, he hates everything. That's his thing. He just goes like, I hate this. You walk by anything, goes like, I hate this. And it just becomes this running joke. And then, like, I almost had a different guy, the Left 4 Dead 2 guy who's in a suit.
Nick.
Nick, he's also very negative, but you can't beat I hate everything.
He's yeah. more, like, suave, and Francis is more, like, salty.
There's also that vest.
Well, when they ask him, vest. One of the few times they ask him, is there anything you love? He's like, I love vests.
And he rocks that vest. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they, like, wrote all that ahead of time, or if they just were recording and they're like, it sounds really funny when you say, hey,
yeah.
stuff, so keep doing it.
I can see Valve being that informal, just like, eh, just keep doing it.
They seem like the types.
They have a good moment, too, where I think they walk past, like, broken pipes that are shooting out steam. So mm-hmm. Francis, like,
oh,
I hate steam.
All right. Number one.
Number one.
Cranky Kong.
That Cranky Kong, though? That Cranky Kong? That Cranky Kong? That Cranky Kong, though?
What is that from?
What is this clip?
Just some guy.
That is amazing.
What is that in reaction to? Is that from Donkey Kong Country Returns?
No, I think he's just talking about E3 2013. He was not very happy with Nintendo. And it's something to do with Cranky Kong. I wasn't listening. I started laughing too hard.
That was the only announcement.
Go to he got announced at the Video Game X thing. That I remember because
yes.
everybody's like, seriously, Cranky Kong, that's it?
Because like, Reggie was wearing the pin, the Metroid pin.
Yeah,
look
up Cranky Kong from the Donkey Kong 3D show. Like, because he sings a song called Gonna Be a Star, which is really awful.
That sounds awful.
Cranky Kong what?
Be a Star?
Cranky Kong.
Cranky Kong.
Anyway,
King.
So Cranky Kong first appeared in Donkey Kong Country, the original, and he was just don't play it just yet. But he first appeared in Donkey Kong Country, the original, and was set up as the original Donkey Kong that appeared in the arcade game, the one who fought Mario. And now somehow he has aged into old age. Like, I think gorillas don't age that fast, that much faster than humans. But he's just there to say, back in my day, we had four colors and we were happy. Like, look at all this animation. Too much. Like, this moves around too much. Like,
well, I liked how he was like a subtle hint system because he would nag you with stuff, but some of it really was like applicable to the boss you're about to fight.
Mm-hmm. But you had to sort through it and all the other stuff. But
yeah. All the abuse.
One of the favorite quotes I saw of him was just like, look how much my beard's animating. That's opulent, I tell you. And then he also had a stupid voice in the Donkey Kong Country animated series.
Let's hope this is the right thing. We're gonna find out together.
Oh, God.
Wow.
How is this going? Oh, boy, this is...
I'm gonna be a star. I'm gonna
admired like James Dean or Mr. Bean. I gotta be a smash!
That's quite enough of that.
That sounds horrible.
It looks worse.
I can't even.
Kids watching Donkey Kong be like, I know who James Dean and Mr. Bean are.
It's weird. Yeah, it's a weird dual reference. I guess they got a...
Uh-oh, the bomb. Uh-oh. The bomb, Henry!
All right, anyway, Cranky Kong. I think they steadily made him less cranky as they went along just because he is, like, such a grump, a dick. He's such a dick for a Nintendo games to appear in. But,
he's a pruny dick. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, so, of course, Cranky had to be number one on this list. And also... Now, one last thing about Cranky Kong is that he was a retro character who was like, only old games were good. And he was said that in 1994, which are now like, that's 20 years old. Like, that cutting edge game is 20 years old.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. All right, so that's, did that make all of you guys feel like cranky bastards?
Yeah. No.
No?
Yeah, I'm always cranky.
Yeah.
You're just keep the worst. A subdued rage at all times. Mm,
yes. I have to keep it ready.
Waiting for the...
Ready and waiting.
Lorenzo smash!
Well, the rest of you guys keep your rage subdued as we take a break. When we come back, it'll be time for our current events segment.
Radio Radar is brought to you in part by Audible.com, where you can download audiobooks like Extra Lives, Why Video Games Matter, and Ready Player One. Download a free audiobook today at audibletrial.com/gamesradar.
And we're back. Time for the current events portion of the show.
Get that B and long.
That's the longest new segment thing ever.
No, I've heard longer. On the old, on Talk Radar, there was the HBO soundtrack. Well, hey, did you guys see that Hello Kitty is not a cat?
What is up with... What? I mean...
She's a girl.
Choco Cat's still a cat, right?
She's the personification
of a cat. Like,
she has a pet cat.
Yeah, she has a pet cat named Charmy. Yeah. Which, so that is an actual cat, but like... Hello Kitty never walks around in all fours. Like, she doesn't...
But Choco Cat, what is Choco Cat? Because Choco Cat, with his big hydrocephalic head, also only walks around on all on two legs.
I don't think Caropi's a frog either.
Oh, so God dang it. I can't have that.
They're just beings. They're like cat-like beings.
They're not humans.
So they're demons?
Well, though, I saw...
They're their own things.
They're spirits.
I saw Games Radar alums Carolyn Goodmanson in... Lizzie Cuevas talking about it online, or just like they were totally like dogging everybody, saying like, "I've known for a long time Hello Kitty's not a cat." welcome to years ago, guys. Like, I know I'm the Sanrio super fan around here. Like,
everything I know is a lie.
Apparently, this is old news that Hello Kitty is not technically a cat.
The only thing I know about Sanrio is they had those little gums that as soon as you put it in your mouth, the flavor would disappear.
Evaporate. As it hits the
top. Broke because some American news organization did a story on Hello Kitty.
Well, Hello Kitty Con is coming up, isn't it? There's a big...
There's a con?
First, yes, like, Hello Kitty Con is coming, and I believe it's going to be in L.A. It's a pretty big deal. yeah.
Well, but so in the article, they characterized her as a cat, and then Sanrio's like PR got back to them and was like, Hello Kitty is not a cat. It is a personification of a cat. And she has a cat. She does not walk around on all fours. She's a person. Like,
you intolerant
person cat.
Hello Kitty Con is October 30th to November 2nd in Los Angeles.
There you go.
It is the first 40th anniversary of Hello Kitty.
Wow. You can go there and not see cats.
Well, also, did you guys know that Hello Kitty, like, she got married like 20 years ago. Like, she has a husband.
What?
To
Carol
Choco Cat?
No, not Choco Cat.
No, it's a cat that basically looks just a lot like her. Like,
but if she's not a cat, how could she marry another cat?
She marries another personification of
it. It makes me seriously wonder if the creators have ever seen another person.
People don't
look like that.
Well, she's just a magical being. Like, I think that's like being a cat is just too mundane for Hello Kitty. I really didn't want to talk about this for this long. All right, the Anyways. Big news was the leak of Smash Brothers people.
Ooh.
Which, by the time people are listening to
you
this,
don't know.
Could it be?
Yeah, maybe. At 4 in the goddamn morning on Friday.
I thought it was 8 p.m.
In Japan it is. That was the time at first.
That's the kicker.
So 4 in the morning in California.
That's fracked up.
They're going to have a 3DS centric Nintendo Direct, which everybody assumes is going to be Smash Brothers related, though they haven't specifically stated it. But yeah, they're probably going to announce these characters, but seemingly somebody already got a full version of the game and did some off-screen camera work. So the three new characters that are left are Shulk from Xenoblade, which I'm sure all you guys are excited about.
Uh-huh.
Shulk is cool. He has a cool, like, transforming sword.
I think of She-Hulk every She-Hulk. Time
yeah.
because no. that is what they call her in Marvel.
I love She-Hulk.
They call her Shulk?
It just says, you know,
it's like your nickname, like Spidey. Like Spidey or Logan or Shellhead.
Or Red Hulk is Rolk.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I hate the Red Hulk. I don't care. Like, it's so goddamn lame. For one thing, he has a disappearing mustache. Like, I hate that. Like, the dude
yeah,
is.
That's weird.
He's secretly Thunderbolt Ross. Like, well, not secretly. That's his
spoiler
other identity.
Alert.
Well, it would be. It, like, this was revealed 5 years ago.
Good job. Things. He just outed him.
But he's Thunderbolt Ross, who has a mustache. That's a defining feature of him. But then when he turns into Red Hulk, like, nah, no mustache. Mustache disappears. But then comes back when I turn back into a human. I also think, like, he was written as, like, so overpowered. Like, he's too OP. Like, he just beat up, like, just to prove how awesome he is, the writers have him beat up, like, Thor and Hulk and Silver Surfer in the same issue. I'm like, F you, man. Like, gotta prove how powerful your character is. How? Oh, by beating up established guys. Like, that's it. No interesting writing or anything. Just have
Good
him beat
thing
up other characters.
He's not in Smash Brothers.
Yeah, he would suck.
Nice.
All right, anyway.
Anyways.
Shulk. Then
the dog from Duck
yeah,
Hunt.
Dog from Duck Hunt.
That dog
what?
Is a dick.
Does
well,
he have a
his
name?
Name is Duck Hunt on the character select screen, apparently.
That's
well,
amazing.
On the select screen, it showed the dog and the duck.
Yeah.
So
it's like Ice Climbers.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's
which,
so exciting.
Which I just wanna, were not on that list. Seemingly, the Ice Climbers are not in the game.
I just can't wait for the dog's taunt. It's just going to be that.
That dog was so mean.
Yeah.
Why did he have to mock so badly?
An entire generation hates that dog.
I hate that dog.
I'm gonna shoot that
and
dog.
Then the third one.
He's been shot.
Why is the third one not in my brain?
Oh, it's the mini Bowsers, aren't they?
Oh, Bowser Jr. I hate that
Sorry.
Character too. Man.
But he looks so awesome in this one because he's
being
in
really
the...
cranky on this episode. Yeah.
He's in the, what do you call that thing? The little...
Toy copter, I guess.
Yeah.
Clown copter.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
in a machine?
Yeah.
It's not just running around?
You know the thing that you fight Bowser in Super Mario World at the end? He's in that, basically.
Yeah, the
propeller on the bottom, clown.
The tub.
Yeah. The flying tub.
The flying tub.
And it makes his smash attacks look amazing.
Mm-hmm. What?
Because he's just like charging up a thing that is a machine.
This sounds so stupid.
So yeah, it could be fake, but the fact that the video is taken down by Nintendo on YouTube, I think, is all the confirmation you need.
Yeah.
But it's not being fake.
And it's really close to the announcement. Well, what we think is the
But no ice climbers. That's just so...
That's weird.
And who else was confirmed? Not new, per se, but Jigglypuff, Ness.
Yeah. Jiggly.
Jigglypuff's
Ganondorf.
Back. Ness, Ganondorf.
Ganondorf is back? Wow.
Yep. So he's a dupe, but not Falco. And Dr. Mario is on
there,
too.
Oh, your boy.
They My boy, back. Dr. Mario. I love Dr. Mario.
Oh, I love Dr. Mario.
I liked because his... His pills did, I think, like 2% more damage than a fireball.
I liked him because his cape was a sheet.
I thought it was, oh yeah, was it a sheet? I always
it's
thought
like
it was like his lab coat. Just he pulled up his lab coat and whooshed it by.
I don't know, maybe.
It's open to interpretation.
I thought it was just like a bed sheet, like a like a hospital bed sheet.
Like he's getting the unclean one off the bed and putting
no,
a clean one
that's
on.
That's not bad either.
Yeah.
Also, that will probably happen during PAX. Nintendo seems to have some stuff planned there because Nintendo is based in Seattle, which is where PAX Prime is. But also, in bad news, another delay. It's the weekly delay update on Radio Radar. Ashley, what delay is this?
Assassin's Creed Unity.
No.
But
for how long though?
Not into 2015.
Can you do me a favor for future podcasts, Ashley, and get Dave Chappelle doing the Rick James Unity for any time we're talking about Assassin's Creed Unity?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
And you'll have two more. We'll have two more shows that we can use it at.
At least.
Oh. Dave, 2 weeks isn't that bad. I mean,
additional two.
That's That's a bunch of bugs that can knock out, and it'll be a little bit cleaner.
So you were saying, Lorenzo, I was like offhandedly, I was like, 2 weeks, why even bother? And you were like, they could do a lot with 2 weeks.
So when I talked to the Dragon Age guys, which I'll talk about in a little bit, I went over to BioWare and was talking to the Dragon Age guys, and we were asking them, you know, you guys delayed it a month, and, you know, what does that actually do? And they're like, a whole lot. Because if you think about it, there's, like, a month of, you know, how many man hours they can have is a lot of time because, you know, they have thousands of people working on this game that could knock out thousands and thousands of bugs and just clean up this game. Like,
that's crazy to think about.
Yeah. When I was in testing, a week was a lot because, you know, you'd go through, like, hundreds of bugs, and if there's, like, thousands of me doing it, then, you know, it gets cleaned up really fast.
And I think Unity does have, like, a staff of over a thousand
people.
A billion
studios.
Mm. So.
Well, but not all of them are QA. I mean.
True, yeah. But.
I think it, you know, November is kind of empty right now. Compared by November, normal November standards, kind of empty. So may as well, like, push Ass Creed into there and then get
and
it.
Now it will release concurrently with Rogue. Now they're both being released on the 11th.
Which almost that's seems like good. A bad idea.
Yeah.
Although, no,
two
it's
different Assassin's Creed. I mean, they're not on the same system. So.
Isn't that them basically saying, like, you can only buy the one for the system you own and don't worry about the other one for the time being?
Yeah, a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't want people who don't have next-gen machines to feel left out.
That's pretty much it from the sound of
well,
it.
Well, so then, and then PAX Prime is going on this whole Labor Day weekend from Friday to Monday.
Ryan's on the floor.
Say hi to Ryan Talgenick if you see him. Keep an eye out if you're there.
He might give you a prize if you find him.
No,
he
won't.
No,
we
won't.
No,
he won't.
No, he will not. We promised nothing there.
We make
no
PAX promises.
Legally binding PAX promises.
But he will be there, and Volition Volition has said they're going to announce something on Friday. So again, by the time this is over, or by the time this posts, you'll probably already know what it is. But I think
we don't.
Just revealing we're recording this on a Thursday. I mean, but yes, my hope is that it's Saints Row 5. My belief is that it is Saints Row 4 New Gen.
Because
everything is a new gen.
Yeah, everything's just going new gen now.
Yep. Why make a new thing?
What if it's Dead Island Row?
Dead Island Row. I see.
I mean, they're Dead Island. They're Dead Islanding everything. Why not make an open world gangster city game with zombies?
I am worried with how they do these Dead Island games. Like, yeah, they're just pumping them out like they're just Deep Silver is the Dead Island machine. I worry they're just going to dump out Saints Row games.
Honestly, it looks like they're all pretty fun. I don't think they're going to be like the next BioShock, but they look enjoyable. And from what I've played of the MOBA, it's not half bad.
I'm too cranky. I don't want to hear this stuff. Yeah, so keep an eye out for other PAX reveals. PAX is going to be pretty big, and I wish we were all there. It's too bad. All right, previews. I believe there's just the one. You started talking about Dragon Age Inquisition, but what new is there to say, Lorenzo, in a very quick manner?
A whole lot
about
of new.
Dragon Age Inquisition.
So they're doing multiplayer.
Whoa.
It's crazy. Yeah. So this is if you played Mass Effect 3's multiplayer, I think you'll be a little bit familiar with it.
Ooh.
So you have multiple classes. I think it'll launch with 9. So there's, you know, the classic sword and board dude, the archer, mages, and then the different breakouts of them. So there's, you know, the different kinds of mages. You could have healers and DPS guys, and
sure.
There's a assassin guys and long-range archer guys, and then the dual-wielding sword, axe people. sort of. So you could choose any of those characters, and you jump into these like little dungeons where you could play with up to four people. And it's kind of Diablo-esque, where you're just running around, killing a bunch of things, collecting a bunch of loot.
In real time.
In real time, yeah. And everybody's controlling one character, and you get like up to four abilities, which you could upgrade via like a skill tree and get new abilities and stuff. And then there's this whole crafting system, and you can get all kinds of armor, and it's this like loot fest. It's really
this sounds awesome cool. Because it sounds exactly like Mass Effect 3 multiplayer.
Yeah, and it instead of being like a horde mode like Mass Effect 3 was, this is more of like a level where it's you're exploring this randomized dungeon, so all the rooms won't be the same. It's more of like this room moved somewhere else, or you know, it's arranged differently.
Is it like the Den of Evil where you got to kill every monster and then it's over?
I'm pretty sure there's different modes. Like, they only showed us one, but it was kill everything. Mm-hmm. So you sweep through the place, get all the loot, and then there's a boss at the end. So, and it's really tough. It's actually really
That's
hard.
That's good.
Yeah.
I
so,
like that.
The crew that I started with, we started at level one. We got like four rooms in and wiped, and then we tried again. We got three rooms in, we wiped. So it's kind of like you have to go in, get some loot, die, come back, you know, outfit your guys, buy a few more abilities, and then go back in, kill a bunch of stuff, and keep on doing that. And then there's the multiple difficulty levels, like how Mass Effect had bronze, silver, and gold. Mm-hmm. They have that kind of thing, and it's pretty robust and cool. I'm
fun.
Looking forward to it a lot. And this is on top of 150 hours, they're saying, of single-player gameplay. Like, good 150 job. To 200 hours, they're saying. I'm like, holy crap.
That's big talk.
That is big talk.
That's a lot
but
of hours.
People will vanish.
I don't know.
Days.
I played the game for a good 6 hours at the place, and I felt like I didn't even touch it.
Dropping the bucket.
It was wow. crazy, yeah.
Good
it was,
friends,
it was impressive.
I am gone.
And then for reviews, there was really only one this week. We had Madden last week, but even though I think it came out this week. And also, Leighton versus Wright came out in the U.S. this week, which we already had an old review for that, which we gave, I believe, a 4 out of 5, which is the same score that we gave to The Walking Dead Season 2. So you know what? Honestly, I think probably everyone in this room has been not playing it yet. Right?
This weekend, I'm going in.
Yeah, I was putting it off until it was all out.
Because it's awful to be like, oh wow, what a rush!
The cliffhanger. Experiencing the cliffhanger is part of the journey. Like it, but mm-hmm. it's like you're just saving yourself the problem of a cliffhanger. I think, you know, in today's culture, you know, everybody just wants a Netflix of the entire thing at once. Like, I just want to watch the whole thing at once. I don't want to wait for the next thing. Yeah, just all waiting.
I actually kind of like the episodic model they've got going. I appreciate getting to play it, and, like, I can play through one episode in a day and then just be done and be like, okie dokie, and now I wait for the next one. Mm-hmm. Versus, wow, this is still going. God damn, how much more of this do I have to do? This is so depressing. Ugh.
It's weird to think that, like, nowadays we kind of credit Telltale with doing episodic content for stuff, but I was playing a DOS game over the weekend.
What?
And
of course.
Why?
I totally forgot, like, DOS shareware was episodic content ages ago, because they would give away the first episode for free, and then they'd say, be sure to buy the rest. Crazy.
Interesting.
Weird. Crazy.
You just...
I'm not
hipster.
Even sure you were speaking English just now.
But so, yeah. Shareware. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. This the...
Walking
yeah,
the
it was the best.
Dope.
It was the best game of August.
Shh, that's my game idea.
It was the best game of August, though. August was a pretty slim month for games. Onward to September and Destiny, huh?
I was just going to say, hey, it's a pretty good game. Don't discredit it.
No,
it
no,
was
no.
a thin month, but it is a good game.
No, it is really good, yeah. Check out our review by our... one of our newest, currentest freelance buddies.
Freelance team.
David Roberts.
Yes.
Superstar.
Very nice.
All right.
But yes, September. Destiny. Woo!
Yeah. So excited.
And Danganronpa 2.
Trigger, oh, we can't
Happy
forget.
Havoc.
And Theatrhythm, the curtain call. So,
oh, yes.
Pretty three giant
three heavy hitters. Releases.
I am playing Wright versus Layton, and there's so much finger pointing. Mm. It's like, yeah, it's just amazing.
Sounds like a lot of finger pointing fan service.
It is. A lot of finger pointing, man.
You're into that kind of thing.
You're into that kind of thing.
I mean, they might as well if they got those two.
If you got it, you got to flaunt it.
You got it pointed.
Show us that finger.
Joaquin.
All right, we're going to take another little break, and when we come back, the question of the community segment that includes the question of the week. All right, it's the community segment. Hello.
That freaked me out the first time I heard it, and now I love it.
See?
It's growing on me like a strange sort of fungus.
I told you guys. I told you.
You
guys.
Knew. You knew it.
I knew it.
You know, we don't have any corrections or clarifications in a while, though I'm sure we've said wrong things. But, you know, guys, come on. Feel free to point them out.
Oh, you know what? Let's quickly take the time to say we're not trying to make fun of accents if you guys listened to the previous episode, which I wasn't even on.
I was.
We're
not,
having an
yes.
We're an open discussion about this.
Goddamn.
All right, but so last week's question of the week was: what game do you really like that your friends or peers never really got into? So there's four of them, and so I won't be reading one this time. Lorenzo, why don't you start?
Oh, Cyber Ninja says I'm going to say Persona 2. My friends who enjoy the Persona series. I have friends. Jesus, I cannot read today. I have friends who enjoy the Persona series, but they always seem to gravitate towards the Persona 3 and 4 games because of the social links. So they don't understand what I enjoy in the older games. Then I usually say, if you are in it for the social links, you would be better off playing a dating sim.
Got him.
However, if you want to... if you want a more satisfying and fulfilling RPG with a story that doesn't boil down to friendship, will save the world. What?
That it doesn't boil down to friendship will save the world. That's the theme of both 3 and 4.
Oh, I have no idea. Okay. Friendship will save the world. Try the older games. But even with all the efforts, no one wants to give the older games a chance.
I will say this, that I started off Persona 1... recently, but the PSP re-release of Persona 1, it is really tough. Like, it is, it's tough to go back. Like, it was current at one point, but for one thing, first person dungeon exploration with PlayStation 1 level graphics is not good.
Aww. Right, not anyway. The tops.
Terrible. Jan?
All right. Masquerade says, Shadow of the Damned. It's a full-priced game with no multiplayer and limited replayability, and the story is chock-full of penis references and jokes, and the whole story, the whole basis of the story is that the King of Hell stole your girlfriend over whose penis is bigger. Whew. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty hard sell to a demographic filled with hardcore military shooters. Yet it's such a brilliant game with an eclectic cast and enemies. Even the weapon is a funny character, a demon named Johnson, who transforms into guns.
He's really awesome.
Plus, it has a story that you actually care about, and it doesn't take itself too seriously. It's different mechanics that make each zone and boss fight feel new. And yes, the penis jokes are pretty funny. Doesn't matter how old you are. It's not without its flaws, but overall, it's a brilliant game that very few people played. That is the most time I've ever said penis in
Sorry.
Fun fact, Lucas and I both just beat that game.
Yeah,
very Ashley, happy to see this.
Over the weekend, Ashley, you told me, like, oh, this guy's got to be on. We got to read his thing.
I did. I was like, yes, because we just beat it. I'm like, we have to. It has
when
to be.
When you guys agree with
Henry, you were right. It's a great game.
Thank you. Good to hear I'm right. But
I really enjoyed
would
it.
Would you have scored it a 4.5 out of 5?
I would not have.
That's right. That's a bit high. I would give it maybe I'd give it a 3.5 or a 4. It was fun, all but right.
In my heart I'd give it a 4. In my heart.
Well, you're wrong. But,
did you review it too?
Maybe the score I said was the one I gave it.
Maybe
that's what happened. But
we'll right, never know.
Psylocke Rule says, question of the week. I really didn't need to read that. No More Heroes and its fantastic sequel. I recommended it to most of my friends, and they just didn't get it. They thought Travis was annoying as hell, and the swearing and blood was over the top for a Wii game. Then complained that the Wii only had baby games.
Some people.
Ugh. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize until just now that's two Suda games in a row I just put on there. But
looks like someone's favoritism. A corrupt journalist.
Yeah, man. Oh, boy. Well, if Suda51 told me, I will never interview you again and we'll never talk about wrestling. Well, I'll never be interviewed by you again and we'll never talk about wrestling again unless you give my games a 10 every time, I'd be like, I think I got to do it.
Don't say that, Henry. You'll bring us all down with you.
Sorry.
No, I have I thought it was weird to interview him the last time I did because I was like, does he know I gave Killer's Dead a 6 out of 10? Like, and then I said that it had a lot of problems.
So. He's like, Henry Gilbert.
I'll get him if it's the last thing I do.
If you made a video game, would you read every review of it and memorize it?
No, I would not.
After a certain point, you just stop. You know, after like your third game, you're probably just like, yeah, I'm just not going to look. Yeah,
it would be like, let them think what they think.
I'm just envisioning now, though, like Suda51 as the Nilinth from Half-Life 2, and she's like, Henry Gilbert.
I do love talking, like, the last time I had an interview with him, I was just like, yeah, let's get this question out of the way about Let It Die.
Video game.
Yeah, all right, let's talk about Let It Die, blah, 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 Let It Die. So, pro wrestling, I mean, come on, pretty cool, right? He's like, oh, yeah, I love pro wrestling. And so does my co-director. And I was like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, I love, oh, man. And he just starts naming pro wrestling moves. Which,
was the PR happy about that?
No, PR was, the translator was just like, cool, all right. And then, well, actually, no, they were laughing. Though, there came a point where, like, Suda assumes I know Japanese, I think, because I spoke a sentence in Japanese that I just learned in front of him once. So,
konnichiwa.
There are a couple times where he just like was just talking to me like, and I not waiting for the translator. And then I was just like nodding like, yeah. And one of those times that he was just saying like I kept hearing say like, oh, brain, like he was saying words in Japanese and then pro wrestling fact. In Japanese pro wrestling, a lot of moves, if they're an American-invented move that was transported over there, they just say it in English. And so I just hear them go like, blah, 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 brain buster, blah, blah, pile driver, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then they go like, blah, 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 this guy. And then he like points at gloves and says like tattoo on his chest. I like, oh, Brock Lesnar. He's like, ah, Brock Lesnar, yeah, Brock. And then like they're indicating they're going to do... It seemed to be that they were implying they were going to have moves like that in Let It Die, and then the translator goes like, I'm not translating that. I didn't hear this. But anyway, oh, wow. Sorry. That was a big Roth there. Ashley.
Long aside. Punishment says, I feel I'm one of the few in North America that strongly enjoy the Dynasty Warriors series. I caught it. I fixed it. It may be pretty simplistic, but it's nice to turn off the brain and wipe out dozens of soldiers with one halberd swing. Halberd.
It's usually a halberd.
I'm not doing so good here.
No, I think halberd swing.
You spelled it halberd.
Ah, good. Funny thing, the people that give me shit about buying the Dynasty Warriors games consistently love Madden. Yeah. Fuck Madden.
Yeah, Madden.
It's pretty boring.
Right, so the winner this week, I'm going to go with Psylocke Rules, and not just because it's a comic book reference. So Psylocke Rules is a winner, and you're going to get something from us, I'm sure, if you were to contact us via email at radioradar@gamesradar.com.
Can I play a sound? Can I play a good sound for this?
Sure.
Ray, you.
And impeccably timed.
So, yeah, I'm glad you took the time to ask to play it first. And you got to be like Tony and just do it. Don't ask. Like, just fucking make it.
Brave your way through it.
I will from now on.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I'm
mid-sentence. Yeah.
It's just a bunch of sound effects for an hour and a half.
All right.
I want the Silent Hill dog. I want the Silent Hill dog again.
Question of the week for this week. Everybody's still talking about PT. Everybody is very excited about PT still, or very scared of it. But I was going to ask, like, has any game articulated a fear of yours well in that you recall? Mm. Like, boy, this game, I'm really afraid of this thing, and this game reminded me of it.
I actually have one for this.
Okay.
In Half-Life 2, when you first go to Ravenholm, because I didn't actually play the original Half-Life before I played Half-Life 2, so I didn't know what the headcrab zombies were. Mm-hmm. And then I found them, and I'm like, oh, these are weird. And then I heard them actually talking, and I'm like, oh, okay, they can talk. And then I looked up what they were, and it's like, oh, these zombies, like, yank people's heads back and pull their mouths open and, like, latch onto them and control them, like, through something that goes through their mouth into their brain. I'm like,
So the fear there is
something that control, like, something taking control of your body in a really horrible way, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Head crabs,
like those crazy mushrooms.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, from Last of Us.
So like the clickers too. Kind of like that.
Or the...
I was talking about the real-life mushrooms that grow out of, like, insects' heads.
That's what those are.
That inspired Last of Us, yeah. Or also the... what was it? Brain slugs from Futurama? Was that
Aww.
The thing?
Oh, and from Limbo, too. Yeah. Limbo, where they latch onto you and you can't... And you'll, like, walk into the water and kill yourself.
That's easy cosplay I like at Comic-Con, just people walking around with a brain slug attached to their head. Like, no other costume. Just put the... Futurama brain slug on their head. Mm-hmm.
I think I have a fear of being in dark water, like deep, deep down
the
underwater.
The Pirates of Dark Water?
No. They terrify me. And seeing something swim at me really fast. And I think that happened in an Oculus Rift game.
Oh my God.
Was showing me. And it wasn't like terrifying, like I screamed. It was just like I felt frozen for a second. Mm.
Well, one of mine is, like, one of my nightmares is usually, like, oh, I made the wrong decision, like, or I screwed up, or I have to make a decision, like, right now, there's quick, do it, decision, and, like, I think I'm getting better at that, but it was definitely a fear of mine for a long time, so then playing Heavy Rain, where it was just clear, like, no, you have to make this decision, and you can't go back and save, like, this is your game now, like, it auto-saves, and you made your choice. Like, and so when I was playing the, it was the one that got me the most was when it was like, you got to kill this guy or don't kill this guy. But if you don't kill this guy, you're not going to get a clue. And I was like, I don't want to kill this guy. Oh, what am I going to do? I turned off the game. Like, I came back to it the next day. But like, I was like, I can't keep playing today.
Oh, jeez.
Poor awesome. Henry.
I think the game that scared me the most was Dead Space. But it was because... It was in space, and you're on this, like, spaceship. There's something about spaceships.
The claustrophobia?
And, yeah, the claustrophobia. If it was on, like, if it was on a submarine, like, that would be equally scary. I think it's the claustrophobia.
And you got nowhere to go.
And the darkness and the metal clanging of things and potentially, like, stabby monsters. Scary
yeah, stuff. Mine is also Dead Space, but for a different reason, because of the vastness of space. Like, when you're out there trying to get through the asteroids, and, like, gravity was not a pleasant experience for me, because it's just, like, the thought of kind of, like, floating in space for infinity with nothing, and it's terrifying, and I was like, oh, I don't
You can't,
really.
Like, swim your way towards
You
can't, anything.
And, you know, once, if you don't have any momentum, you're just going to kind of, like, float there, because it's not like there's a space breeze that's going to push you anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, I don't like that openness. It just doesn't really.
Yeah, that first scared me when I saw it in 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Like, the guy just gets, like, cast off into space. Just floating.
Yeah.
Like, sweet Lord.
Yeah, not okay.
Of, we did The Simpsons earlier this week, and there was a Simpsons one that I loved, where I was in Treehouse of Horrors with Bob Dole and Bill
Bob
Clinton.
Dole.
when Homer saw a button that he thought was free them, which was really eject them into outer space, and then just seeing Bob Dole and Bill Clinton just like, who are naked also, shaking around for a little bit and then just freezing and then just floating. Right in front of them, like,
so not okay.
And then it's all just silent too. Like you can't hear them screaming.
Space is just terrifying. I mean, when you think about it, like looking at the stars is a great thing, but sometimes you're just like, no one can hear you scream up there. Like there's nothing. It's just. Yeah.
Don't all your fluids just try to escape your body?
Yeah, and the pressure, and it's cold and or hot or.
Just gonna rip it out through your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, you saw what happened to
Arnold,
Peter Quill.
Oh.
And Arnold. Well, no, Arnold, his head goes back to normal. It's like a balloon, and then it just
what movie I was watching, but something where a guy had to jump from one spaceship to another, and like as he's doing this, like blood is shooting out of his mouth.
Halo 2.
Like screaming.
Well, Event Horizon, it's an old horror movie from like the 90s, and this guy goes out into space, and like it's just gnarly.
Does he wrap himself in something?
No, like because somebody goes out to rescue him, but it's real gnarly. It's not. It's all in slow motion, and like.
This might be the same movie, but anyway. Okay.
So answer this question of the week in the comments for this episode on the website, gamesradar.com. That's all the instruction you need, pretty clear. and if we like your comment, you might just win a thing also.
Yay. Let us know what platform you have.
Yes, that too.
Whew. Oh, boy. All right. Almost there. Almost there, guys. So, hey, subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us reviews. Follow us on Facebook.
LinkedIn.
Follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.
Tinder.
Instagram.
Twitter, Grindr, all that stuff.
Tinder.
Swiping right.
Watch our Wednesday live stream. At 3:30.
Yeah.
Do that too.
You missed a great one this week, guys, with The Simpsons. We had such a good time today.
It was fun until I got really sick. And then I came back because I was okay.
Yeah, you soldiered through. But and you can watch that on our Twitch. Like, it's archived on Twitch.
For the moment, yeah. Maybe I should archive that one.
Yes,
I'll give
maybe
you something
you
to do, buddy, get back to your desk.
Yeah, remind me.
But, all right, so until next time. Radio Radar out.
I gotta go.